Chapter 30.
He's lying!
Michael shouted.
He knows we're beating him, and so he's lying!
Keep laughing, guys! Sheena cried. Let's shrink him away! Let's watch that meter drop! No, wait! Boone said. Maybe he's telling the truth. If Panic Park vanishes, where will we be? Maybe we just vanish too, I said. We'll never get home, Sabrina murmured. That means he's telling the truth, I said. Yes, everything looks the same. That means we're shrinking along with everything else. And as he said those words, the red line on the fear meter jumped back to 80.
That's more like it,
the menace cried.
Way to go, guys,
his red face exclaimed.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Matt turned to the rest of us. His dark eyes were wild with fear. What choice do we have? If we defeat the menace, if we make him and his park shrink and disappear, maybe we disappear too. But we're also dead meat if we make the meter go all the way up, Carly Beth said. The menace grinned.
Go ahead. Talk about it. Talk about how scared you are. I love it. Love it!
We stared at him. Both of his faces were grinning now, urging us on. The red line on the fear meter was quickly sliding back to the top. And then I heard Byron shout behind us. I turned to see him scuffling with Dr. Maniac. The two wrestled for a moment, and then Maniac swung his cape around Byron. He twisted it around and around the struggling horror. Then he unfurled it fast and sent Byron spinning out of the room. Slappy, Inspector Cranium with Dr. Crawler wrapped around his arm, the staggering mummy, and Captain Ben marched into the room behind Dr. Maniac. The ugly mask floated in the doorway, its lips bobbing silently up and down.
What is the meaning of this?
The menace shouted angrily.
When I want you freaks, I'll rattle your cages.
Slappy stepped up to the desk. He stared at the menace. His painted lips were locked in an evil grin.
Whoever said two heads are better than one?
He cried.
You're an insult to the word ugly.
The other villains laughed. The room shook. I could feel it shrink.
When you were born, the doctor slapped the wrong end,
Slappy told the menace. That made us all laugh. The red line sank to 50 on the meter. Slappy leaned toward the menace.
When your mother asked your father to take out the garbage, she meant you.
More laughter.
Is that your face? Or did your neck puke up your breakfast this morning?
Keep laughing. Keep laughing, everyone, Cranium shouted. He turned to the menace and shook a fist in the air. We're not afraid of you anymore. The menace shook his fists back and let out an angry squeal. His voice was tiny now. He was growing smaller.
Stop it! Stop it! Are you crazy?
He whined in his little voice. I gasped as his second face started to change. Its eyes closed. Its mouth drooped. It let out a long, low moan. And as I stared in shock, the red color faded to gray. The nose melted like candle wax, dripped over the sagging, melting lips. Look, look at that, I cried, pointing. We all gasped in shock as the menace's second face melted away. It folded over itself like cake batter pouring out of a bowl and dripped slowly down the back of the menace's black jacket.
Are you crazy? Are you crazy?
The menace repeated in his tiny voice.
Look what you've done! He was my only friend! You'll pay! You'll pay!
Slappy raised his face to the ceiling and cackled. Dr. Crawler hissed and snapped his powerful jaws. The villains were cheering and celebrating. The red line on the fear meter had dropped out of sight, but I couldn't be happy about it. A jolt of fear tightened my throat. Stop! I cried. The menace is shrinking. The room is shrinking. But what will happen to us? If everything disappears, are we all going to disappear? Matt cried. The room grew silent. Dr. Maniac's mouth dropped open.
Uh-oh,
he murmured. This was all your idea, Slappy rasped at Maniac. Maniac shook his head.
My bad. We might be in a little trouble here, guys. Does anyone have a plan B?